Thursday, August 19th, 2021, 4:41 a.m. Okay, I got up at 2:22 this morning and I kind of hit the ground running, I guess. I've been out here painting for about, not quite, maybe about 50 minutes or so, not quite an hour, and decided to go ahead and start posting something. So, okay, this is at the point when there is a debacle going on in Afghanistan. The U.S. is trying to get out of there, but the people in charge have not really executed the plan very well. We've got thousands of Americans throughout the country of Afghanistan. The Taliban has taken over pretty much the whole country, with the exception of, I'm guessing, our embassy building and our country's airport. So we've got troops on the ground at the airport, and I guess at the embassy too, to keep that secure. We had an air base there, Bagram Air Base, and that was given up about a month ago, maybe more. For some reason. Anyway, so the Taliban just basically took over the whole country in about a week or so, maybe a little over a week, and caught everybody by surprise. So we've got these American citizens and Afghanis that want to come to America because if they stay there, they're going to get killed by the Taliban. And there's no way to really get them out. The Taliban has got the airport surrounded and are checking people going in. So if they want, they can, you know, detain anybody or kill anybody that they want, because that's just the way they are. And they have been doing that, apparently. So it's a big mess. And there's a potential for it to get even more screwed up. So everybody's focused on that right now. And, you know, hoping that it doesn't get more screwed up. But the wild card is the Taliban, because they say they want to be decent, but their record and what they're showing off and on shows that they're not being decent. And even though people in charge of the Taliban say they want to do, they want to treat everybody right, it doesn't necessarily get down to all the people on the ground that are actually doing everything, creating checkpoints and beating people and what have you. And so it's a pretty much a mess down there, and heck, it could just spiral out of control, or best case scenario, with everybody out that wants to get out and they go on their merry way, but or it could be anything in between. So hopefully and truthfully, the president and his administration are looking pretty inept about what's going on and what they have done. And he tried to blame Trump, saying that Trump negotiated this and wanted to pull out in May. Well, yeah, but he's not the one there right now. He's not the one executing it. He could have stopped whatever he wanted. He could have done whatever he wanted. If he's going by what Trump did, then it's on him. You know, he's in charge now. He should be knowing what to do, but apparently he doesn't. So I don't buy that stuff. You know, he's in charge. It's on him. And our second in command, Kamala, is going to, instead of dealing with this or even commenting on it in a real way, is planned to go to Vietnam for some kind of overseas tour for whatever reason. And kind of ironic, because that's basically the same way we left Vietnam, is airlifting people off the roof of the embassy as the Viet Cong closed in. So, but at least the the Taliban has stopped, and they're just surrounding the airport. And I think they realize, yeah, if we're out in the open, you know, and if we start fighting, lots of stuff is going to fall from the air and pretty much kill us, regardless if we're intermixed with civilians or not, because that's just the way that war is fought. So they're not going to really start a shooting war. They're just kind of, we're still in a war, but it's not a shooting war at this point. So anyway, let me get back to painting, and I'll post later. It's 6:22 a.m. Okay, so of course I've got to go do some stuff outside. It's getting light out now. Deal with that and go for my walk. Yesterday, or this past week, my wife has been covering for one of the chicken ladies that feeds the chickens in the village, Fair Oaks Village. And yesterday afternoon, she had to feed some chickens. So we were not able to go grocery shopping. So that we're going to be doing that today. So got a kind of a full day, I guess. I told the wife I really don't want to go too late grocery shopping. So I'm going to try to get out of here at 2 o'clock, go grocery shopping. And we'll see how that works out. But yesterday I did a shorter walk. Today I'd like to do a longer walk. Monday I had a lab draw of blood so they can test my blood sugar, the A1C, and it's actually the highest it's been for a long time. Excuse me. And mainly because I have been eating a lot this past, since May. I gained some pounds back. I think that's the main reason. No matter how much I walk, it's still gonna, you know, make it so that I can have bad sugar in my system. I haven't been testing it daily. I guess I should. So it's probably up in the 150s. It says it's up in basically averaging up in the 150s. I was down in the 120s, 119 at times. And actually 115 too. But anywhere from 115 to 130. Now it's up to 150. So... That's not good. Let's see. So let me get going here. I got to deal with some stuff. Didn't really get to paint too much. I dealt with... I got Homer Simpson right in the middle. To the right of him, I've got all the government workers. And the cubicles. I dealt with a... I had a purpley color, and now I made it more of a black color, and kind of dealt with that. So next time I work on it, I'll deal with the background of that, which are more government workers and going out into the distance. So we'll see how that works. Anyway, so let's call this a wrap. Have a good one.